lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Last time in our study of the book of Acts, we left off with a person being raised from the dead. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 40, it says, Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Well, we see here Dorcas, the woman who had died, Dorcas was raised from the dead. Acts chapter 9, verse 41, and he gave her his hand, and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And we saw in Acts chapter 9 and verse 42 that it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Because of this miracle that God did through Peter, many believed in the Lord. Well, Peter remained in the city of Joppa with a man whose name was Simon. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 43 it says, and it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. And we look further now, and we go into the book of Acts chapter 10, and we read of a man by the name of Cornelius. Cornelius was a man who lived in the city of Caesarea, according to Acts chapter 10 and verse 1. And this city was also located on the Mediterranean coast north of Joppa. Now, Cornelius was a centurion, which means that he was in charge of 100 soldiers. He was an important person. And we see that Cornelius was a Gentile. In Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, there was a man, a certain man, in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. And then in Acts chapter 10 and verse 45, it says, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, now there's many verses in between this, but I want to call to your attention that that the most important thing to remember about Cornelius is this. He was a Gentile. Well, what is a Gentile? A Gentile is a person who is not a Jew. A Jew is a person who can say, I am a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, a Gentile can't say this. Cornelius was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. The Jews were God's special chosen people. And God had given the Jews wonderful spiritual blessings. God gave them the law of Moses. God made covenants with them. God gave them wonderful promises, and God sent his prophets to them. Well, the Gentiles did not have these spiritual blessings. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12, we are told that the Gentiles were without Christ, having no hope without God in the world. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 5, the Gentiles are described as those who do not know God. Well, Cornelius was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. Well, we see in verse 2 of Acts chapter 10 that Cornelius feared God. And we also see in Acts chapter 10 and verse 2 that Cornelius prayed often. He was a man who wanted to know God and please God. He wanted to do good deeds and help the poor and needy. He was a man who prayed to God often. Cornelius was a God seeker. He was not saved, but he was seeking to be saved, and he wanted to be saved. One day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, God sent a message to Cornelius through an angel. Cornelius gets a message. We see this in Acts chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. It says, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, 3 p.m., we'll say, 3 o'clock, the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Well, the angel said that Peter would come and tell Cornelius what he should do to be saved. And God knew that Peter was going to visit Cornelius even before Peter knew it. Now, in Acts chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, we see that on the next day, verse 9, after 9, in 9, Cornelius sent three men to Peter who was still in Joppa. Now, in Acts chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, it says, and when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Cornelius sends the men to Joppa. Well, we keep reading, and we see that while they were traveling, while these men were traveling, God wanted to teach Peter an important lesson. Before Jesus went back to heaven, he told his disciples, including Peter, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, also Matthew 28, 19 and 20, it talks about this. We see that at first the disciples did not preach to everyone. They only preached to Jews, and of course later preached to the Samaritans and Africans, and we've talked about that. Well, up to this point, they had not really brought God's good news to the Gentiles. How could God help Peter to understand that the gospel message was to go to all men? Peter prays the sixth hour around noon, Acts chapter 10 and verse 9. Now, Acts chapter 10 and verse 9 says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Now, once again, these men were coming to Peter to talk with him. You see, in the land of Palestine, the housetops were flat. This is where Peter was at. The housetops were flat, and there was a flight of stairs in the outside of the house, on the outside, and which led up to the housetop. And people would often go to the housetop to rest and relax. But Peter went up to pray. As we read in Acts chapter 10 and verse 10, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Now in Acts chapter 10, verses 11 through 16, we see what else is going on here. He was in that trance and he saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending upon him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. There came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. The voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Well, it was lunchtime, and he was starved. Peter was very hungry. And suddenly, God did an amazing thing from what we've read. Peter went into a trance, and he saw a remarkable vision. He saw a great sheet, and in this sheet were all kinds of animals, including beasts, creeping things, and birds. God told Peter to rise, kill, and eat. Well, Peter refused to eat any animal that was unclean. God did this three times. He told him this, so that Peter would never forget what God was teaching him. See, in the law of Moses, you go back to Leviticus chapter 11, and in the law, there were certain animals which God told the Jews not to eat. These were unclean animals, such as the pig. Well, also, there were certain animals which God told the Jews that they could eat. These were the clean animals, such as sheep. But God wanted them to learn to make a difference between what was clean and what was unclean. God wanted them to learn that they were His special people, and that He had made them holy and clean. Leviticus chapter 11, 44 and 45 talks about that. Well, the Gentiles who lived all around the Jews were unholy and unclean, and God did not want the Jews to live as they did. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 3 talks about that. And God wanted them to know that there was a difference between God's people, those who were clean and holy, the Jews, and those who were not God's people, those who were unclean and unholy, the Gentiles. Well, notice what happens now. Peter's been up there and he's prayed, and God, we call that the sheet vision, before the four-footed animal, these animals and all these creeping things came down and God told him to eat. Well, we see next that there's three people who come to see Peter. Acts chapter 10, verses 17 through 23. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision, which he had seen, should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee unto his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Well, this verse, verses 7, 17, and part of verse 23, reminds me of another person who was visited by three visitors. And that person was Abraham. Genesis 18 and 2 says, and he lift up his eyes, and this is Abraham, and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground. Well, this is something that Peter was going to do now. He was going to go with the men whom God had sent there, and Cornelius had actually told these men to go, but God had told Cornelius to send them. And so they came. And that, once again, that reminds me of Abraham as he entertained three who came to him. Peter had actually lodged these men as they came. He took care of them. He fed them. Well, once again, in verse 23, in the last part of that verse, it said, and on tomorrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Well, now we keep reading in the Word of God, and we see how that Peter meets Cornelius. And the next time we're together, I'm going to pick up right here where I'm leaving off, where Peter meets Cornelius. You need to trust Jesus today as your Savior if you haven't done that. And those of you who have trusted Jesus, you personally, if you've never trusted Him, trust Him. If you have trusted Him, you need to be living for Him, trusting Him to take care of you throughout all of your life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.